Welcome this 12th Sunday after Pentecost. Wherever you are listening, however you may be struggling, we invite you into this space, one where we will hear the good news and proclamation spoken and sung, a time where you can be still and know God is God. In today's gospel, Jesus declares that the church will be built on the rock of Peter's bold confession of faith. God's word of reconciliation and God's mercy are keys to the church's mission. And here, as Martin Luther observes, Peter stands for every Christian, called by the authority of Christ to be priests to one another and bearers of what Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 calls the ministry of reconciliation. Our guest preacher today is the Reverend Paul Hoffman, retired pastor and member of Queen Anne Lutheran Church. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
A reading from Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace of God given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
For as in one body we have many parts, and not all the parts have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are parts one of another. My wife and I moved recently. It was time to downsize. COVID-19 pushed us in that direction, and we have no regrets. This whole move has been a fascinating process, and the part of it that is most germane to today's texts is the way in which each person along the way played their own unique part. It's true that it takes a village to raise a child. It's even more true that it takes a village to move a pastor and a teacher who have been married for 42 years and have a lot of boxes to fill and carry, both material and emotional. Some of the players in a major move are obvious. The realtors, of course. The movers. The buyers of the old place and the sellers of the new one. Just beneath the surface, there is a host of other equally significant players in the real estate drama that makes the whole thing work. Escrow agents, appraisers, inspectors, friends with pickups, willing to haul your junk to the dump or across town to your kids, and grateful recipients of furniture you love but you just no longer need. And of course, on both ends, there are neighbors, friends you leave behind whose relationships with you will never be the same, and new neighbors waiting to welcome you, as curious about who you will be in their lives as you are about how you'll fit into theirs. For as one body has many parts, and not all the parts have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are parts of one another. You might say that a move is a microcosm for how the human community was meant by God to function. Not everyone's a realtor. Not everyone has mastered the intricacies of escrow. Not everyone wants your old stuff. But when they all work together, when they all work to meet a common goal, the end result can be pretty spectacular. So in the great network of human relationships, in the overall design of the community, where do you fit in? What is your role in the map of humanity? And what is the contribution that God is calling you to make in order to build a more Christ-like world? It's not always an easy question to answer, but it is one that this Romans text and the Gospel text clearly put before us today. Jesus, as he so often does, gets right to the point. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And his question makes me wonder, can we really settle in on who we are and what our role is in the world's cast of characters unless we first know who he is and who he is to us. If the question of his identity gives us pause, we'll not be the first people in history to hit that snag. You notice the wide range of responses that come pouring out from even those who are closest to Jesus. John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the other prophets. His friends' responses come pouring out like the pitches of a carnival barker. But Jesus presses. Who do you say that I am? He knows, doesn't he? He knows that in order for us to truly, deeply, richly know ourselves, we first need to know him. We need to know who he is and what role he plays in our lives. Jesus wants us to know first and foremost where we stand with him, so we can see him standing with us. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks. I can't imagine one of those 19-year-old mover guys who ran up and down our stairs, sometimes carrying as many as 3 boxes, trying to do the work of the escrow agent and figuring out our closing costs. Neither can I imagine Bonnie, the home inspector, putting down her ladder and pressure gauge to show us potential new homes. Each of these people knew who they were, they knew where they fit in the process, and maybe we were just especially blessed, but each one of them worked together with an eye toward the goal. From where we sit, the end result is deeply satisfying. It's nice to see people with individual gifts working together. Sometimes in this beloved community of Christ, we overfunction. We do too much. And as a result, we deny others the chance to offer their unique gifts for the good of the whole. Sometimes we fail to rise to our potential and offer the wonderful contribution that God has uniquely created us to provide. Our hands and feet don't move in the beautiful ways that God designed them to move. Our intellect is sometimes smothered, our financial treasure hoarded. Our hearts, our hands, our voices, our very lives, and those of others can be either stifled or squandered when we're not convicted that who Jesus is, and who Jesus is to and for us, is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That's the starting place. That's the compass. That's the anchor. And with Jesus at the center of it all, then we have the privilege to offer up what is distinctly ours to offer and make space for others to do the same. And in that, our lives are consecrated and our moments and our days flow onward in ceaseless praise. The end result is just as God designed it. And it is deeply, deeply satisfying. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no It is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever.
Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God, our rock, you are our foundation in Jesus Christ, your Son, whom we confess as the living God. Prepare your church for its mission in bearing witness to Christ, both here at home and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You call forth praises from the far reaches of the universe to the smallest of creatures. Join our songs to theirs, that a spirit of praise and thanksgiving will arouse us to cherish this wondrous home you give us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the new creation, all the leaders of the earth shall praise you. Direct the leaders of countries, legislators and magistrates, mayors and councils, to walk in your ways by inspiring them with humility, mercy, and a desire for justice. Help leaders regard those in need with mercy and fulfill your loving purposes in the governments of peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve us, deliver us, and fulfill your purpose for us. According to your steadfast love, grant healing and wholeness to those who are bereaved, in trouble or adversity, or sick and in need of care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You call us into this community, Queen Anne Lutheran Church, in which we, though many, are one in Christ. May we recognize in ourselves and in one another the unique gifts that you have given us for the building up of the church for the sake of the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For who or what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You are the everlasting rock from which we were hewn, and you restore your people to joy and gladness. In blessed memory and hope, we thank you for the lives of our beloved who now rest in your eternal care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We thank you for joining us for this service. If you would like to hear other services or access the newest edition of The Quill, our newsletter, we invite you to go to our website at queenannelutheran.org. Receive now the blessing.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.